Our big airports have been de-hubbed. That sounds bad, but Cleveland Hopkins is still in business, so is Pittsburgh International, each in its own way is recovering, and Canton-based national branding consultant Lorraine Kessler says damage to the region's image as well as practical travel complications from de-hubbing will pass.
Hubs or not, I mean, wouldn't it be great if we weren't de-hubbed? Such a terrible term, right? Hubbing was a hangover from deregulation, and the future of aviation is going to change to a more agile linkage.
So what's the actual shakeout from de-hubbing? Economics researcher Christopher Nysack says it's new ideas.
People, should they hear about de-hubbing, they shouldn't worry. It would allow for innovation and mimic what we see with cooperation between cellular phone providers, whereas they're using one another's satellites and cell towers, but everyone's getting better service.
Airline analyst and economics professor Carrie Tan also sees the industry bringing forward new strategies because the dominant one of the deregulation era, big carrier consolidation, has run its course.
We've got three now. We used to have eight. Now we're down to American, United, and Delta. And I would be very surprised if this consolidation movement went further.
The forms new competition may take are developing, but investors and airline operators are exploring opportunities from de-hubbing outside of the established travel markets and airports. Mickey Bowman runs the operations of ADI, a specialty airline working toward launching the first regular passenger service from Youngstown Warren Regional Airport in more than a dozen years.
There are going to be some relatively large markets that today you're asking passengers to make connections through hubs or do things out of the way that they very well might be willing to pay for if they could do it on a direct basis. We think there may be an evolving model that allows us to do medium-sized city to medium-sized city nonstop.
Congressman Jim Renacci, whose 16th district includes the center of Northeast Ohio, is on the House General Aviation Subcommittee. He also sees opportunity-driven innovation arising out of de-hubbing.
I am very concerned of flights we've lost. I hope to see other airlines coming in. I like to see that competition. And that's the benefit that maybe there'll be some opportunities. For instance, now there is a charter flight from Cleveland Park down to Cincinnati.
University of Cincinnati researcher Christopher Nysack, who grew up in Cleveland, uses some of those flights coming from Cincinnati's municipal Lunkin Airport. But he says there is more innovation in the works.
I think we're seeing it in most transportation and most industries. Uber, Lyft, those examples of innovative technologies that allow for something that 10 years ago you wouldn't ever imagine. That kind of creativity, it's changing the way in which we are functioning, regardless of if the major airlines maintain mega hubs.
There may be another possibility, something that could look a lot like what we used to see in Cleveland and Pittsburgh with big airlines and massive operating centers, but with logos like Lufthansa, Cathay Pacific, and Emirates Airline. For that to happen, nearly a century of tradition and regulation allowing only U.S.-owned carriers to fly point-to-point within the U.S. would need to be changed. But lobbying for that has been active in Washington since at least 2012. And Diebold spokesman Mike Jacobson predicts his company and other heavy business air travel users would likely back even such a fundamental and historic change if it is well thought out and could reinvigorate the region's de-hubbed airports.
Diebold would welcome any sort of movement on that front to help improve travel coming in and out of the region within whatever regulations there are. I mean, it's a global economy, global competition, and we deal with it on a daily basis. So anything that ameliorates travel coming in and out of our region would be welcome.
Overall, it appears that no matter the forms they take, expanding low-cost services, new commuter links, even foreign airlines competing point-to-point in the U.S., the long-term outcomes of de-hubbing will not mean the grounding of Northeast Ohio's economic development. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.